Apart from the glare of a TV camera and a shirtless honey badger, there aren't many similarities between The Bachelorette and SAS Australia. The woman who has done both is Ali Ogin. She joins us now. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. How are you? Because for anyone that's watched the show, Ali, it was pretty brutal. Do you think the show actually does a pretty good job of capturing what your experience was like?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually so glad that it did, because that was one of the things that we were actually wondering, whether our true experience and rawness and just tough times were going to be portrayed as it was on TV, and I really think they've done that.
And what was the worst of the trials? We saw Monday night the surf submersion task where you sat in freezing water, three times over the course of an hour?
Oh, that was just awful. It was so cold, and the worst part was not knowing, how many more times we had to do it, or there was just no finish line, and it just played mental games with you, because you just had no idea how long this torture was lasting.
Yeah. Did it push you past any pain barrier that you've had before? I can't imagine you've ever been that cold in your life before.
Yeah, exactly. I never knew that I could have a fear of being so cold. But I just feared being so cold, and that's what it was in the helicopter. I was just not wanting to get that cold again and put my body through that again. It was just nope.
Right. Well, we saw
that again.
Yeah, we saw it last night, that moment where you refused to jump out of the helicopter into the freezing water, which meant the course ended for you. The fear and panic was truly all over your face. Did you watch it back?
Yeah, it was really hard to watch, because it's obviously you're reliving it.
Yeah.
And it's just such an extreme, pinnacle moment that, you'd never normally put yourself in that predicament. So, yeah, it was hard.
You've got the instructor there barking orders at you. Almost kind of looked like he was initially trying to drag you out before you really said, no, this isn't happening. Once you made that call, did they turn around and support you pretty quickly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think it was just him trying to, they knew what we had in us, but also, they wanted to, push us to our absolute limits. So, yeah, that was them trying to, you can do it.
We're speaking to Ali Ogin, who last night saw her way out of SAS Australia. Ali, with everything you enjoyed in the first half of the course, I mean endured, not enjoyed. Did you have any...
I know.
Did you have any inkling into what was still to come in the second half of the course?
No idea, nah. And it just got harder, and it just got just more difficult every single day.
Yeah.
And it was just no finish line. So it was just hard. And the underlying of being cold all the time and being uncomfortable, and it was just so horrible. Every night I would be in my sleeping bag going, oh, I could be in my warm bed. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this?
We saw the course put you in a pretty vulnerable state. We definitely saw that during your interrogation, or maybe you came into the show in that state. Now that, the course is long done, are you feeling in a better place now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So much better. Yeah, definitely. It was hard to watch, but it was kind of good to watch as well, because I could see how far I've come.
Yeah.
Sort of in my healing sort of journey. So, yes.
I assume that after your stint on The Bachelorette that you had plenty of people on socials ready to take a pot shot at you. This seems kind of markedly different to this experience from an outsider's point of view anyway. Plenty of respect coming your way, particularly after that log lifting challenge, which you beasted. Are you getting the love this time around, which you didn't get on The Bachelorette?
I think I did get quite a lot of love on The Bachelorette.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I haven't really checked social media. I've just been off it because, I'm just sort of processing everything because,
Fair enough.
It was just hard, because at the same time it was disappointing, but I'm so proud, and I just at the same time don't need any outside influences.
Well, I don't
on my mindset at the moment.
I don't think there is anyone that could knock the effort that you put in. I don't think I would have lasted minutes in any of those trials, and you did such an incredible job. 10 recruits remain as SAS Australia continues 7:30 next Monday. Ali Ochin, all the best for what's to come.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.